Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Foam Ball Friday, Sand Facial Saturday, and Swami Says Sunday Surf Report, all brought to you by the Main Street Pub, home of fresh squeezed drinks, great food, and live music. Tonight at 6 p.m., Spearfish live at the Main Street Pub. Now that's downtown, baby. Main Street Pub. Thanks for sponsoring the report. Check out their Facebook page for all the information, all their killer deals, great food, like I said, and killer drinks. All right, we got Faye Roy as our band for the next week or two, or maybe a little longer, out of St. Pete, going to play the killer surf music in the background. So we'll play some of them at the end of the report, too. Thanks a lot. Check them out at FayeRoy.com. All right, Tropical Storm 13, or whatever you want to call it. It's just a big mess. Looks like it's going to be kind of a blob so far. Wave models are bringing it in close over the Bahamas and then down into South Florida and then skirting into the Gulf, but then kind of fading away. Really don't see too much longevity on this one. It might go and stay on land. We'll have to keep an eye on it, but it looks like the winds are going to steadily pick up on Saturday out of the southeast, and as it picks up more, they'll start to shift to a little more east-southeast Saturday night, and then Sunday it looks like it's going to be easterly winds to east-southeast, 15+, down south a little bit, Jensen Beach, further south, supposed to be up to 20 miles an hour, mostly a wind chopper swell, and then we're going to get a delayed swell Monday afternoon, Tuesday. It looks like a ground swell that's being made right now, but it's going to take a while for it to get here. And that's going to be going around the Bahamas, so don't expect any waves below Cocoa Beach hardly. Maybe Second Light will get some of it, but down south here, you can really see it. If you get a picture of the wave models and show the Bahamas all there and how it's going around, the wind, the swell goes around the Bahamas and the winds, so no swell gets through when they're blocked. So check that out. It's a good way to see why sometimes we don't get any waves when it's right there, because the Bahamas block us out from Cocoa Beach south pretty much. So that's what's going on. Looks like Monday and Tuesday, as the storm moves away or falls apart, it's going to be more of a south winds to possible southwest winds. That's probably going to be Tuesday morning, but we'll let you know on Mahalo Monday to see what's going on. Let's play some music by FayeRoy.com and let them know you heard or saw it here on The Guru. And don't forget to check out the killer music tonight at the Main Street Pub with Spearfish live in concert. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.